Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Thursday, October the 19th, 2017. This is Decree and It Shall Be on the Thor Ministry Radio Network on the platform of Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Francis E. Revels Bay. I am the founder of the Circle of Grace One, founded on July the 2nd, 1999 AD, as well as its own Metaphysical Institute. The Circle of Grace One is my own spiritual and metaphysical ministry. People often ask me, what is your ministry? Well, it's grace. Grace is my actual ministry done through meditations. So, when I put this all together, I didn't know that it was going to catapult me forward in such a manner. So before I get started with today's program based on my book, Dancing in the Light of Divine Grace, let me open up with a universal, channeled, on-the-spot, universal prayer and decree. Through divine power and by divine grace, may all of you have this golden opportunity to tune in to today's show and be able to receive the wisdom that is given to me to share with you. May it bless your life in numerous ways, in fact, in infinite ways. May it bring out the best in you. May it bring out greater compassion, greater understanding, greater tolerance when you need it. May it bring forth in you the pleasures of divinity. May it bring forth in you the gifts of imagination that stem from the power of your own magic that you have. May that all your desires that you always have sought after, may they come firmly into your hands and materialize in your life. Know that everything that you hear here can be utilized right away in your own life. That way, you can be a blessing to others. And so shall it be, and so it is. Amen. And now we can get started. Well, this is going to be a very short show. Usually, you know, I'm on here for 2 to 3 hours now, again. But today, I'm have to have a 90-minute show. So I have to be gone. I have to close down this show at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, which is 12:30. Yes, p.m. Eastern, which is 11:30 a.m. for the Central Time Zone students out there and friends, and Mountain Time Zone for me, it'll be 10:30 because I'm on my way off to a retreat, a spiritual wellness men's retreat. There's a lot of nice spiritual guys are going to meet, and someone's going to lead us through some maybe a sweat lodge and things of that nature. So I'm going to have some fun, and you know, for a while, I get to be like a compadre and student and not teacher all the time. And also want to announce that I'm giving the first of 7 teleseminars. The first one is coming up on Monday, October the 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, but you have to pay for it in order to receive it. It costs $33. It's going to be entitled, and I have it right here in our frame of work, The Power of I Am, or The Power of the I Am. And it's all about what the I, the energy of the I, does for you, the letter I. And then you couple that with the AM. That will be Monday, October the 23rd, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The cost for it is $33. If you still want to participate and get those droplets of jewels of grace from me, you got to send me $33 through PayPal. You got a PayPal account, you'll use iam.circleofgrace1@yahoo.com. That's how you'll send me the payment. And this is the first of a series of 7. The next one will be Monday, November the 13th. Now, if you can't make it to this one, but you still want to get that information, all the teleseminars are being recorded, So you just pay $33 for the MP3 file, and I'll email it out to you. This is leading up to a special one-day seminar that I am planning. And I have basically planned, I'm just tightening it up, for May the 12th, Saturday, May the 12th, 2018, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'll, as we start to begin the year, let you know the early bird price and the due price, the total price for it. Ballpark figures about $225, and maybe early bird will get you in the door at $197, maybe a little earlier. All right, so let me get started. This is a special day. It's always a special day. We should get up with the feeling of specialness, uniqueness, a sense of greater individuality, and yet we're a part of a bigger whole. We should arrive every morning with the feeling of zip, a lot of zest. Now, it's true that every day you can't be like that. And the reason why you have a lot of things going on in your own life. And not only do you have things going on, but the people who sit across the table from you, be it your or next to you, be it your coworkers, or dealing with some bills, or you're dealing with educational things, or it's family members, or it's a neighbor, or a stranger, you know. But sometimes if you're by yourself, it's just you. You're dealing with you. And so the dancing in the light of divine grace, it's not a time piece of information that talks about just having perfect joy going on all the time. Because in order for you to have perfect joy, you have to have your karmic slate absolutely clean. You can't owe anything to anybody. You can't owe the universe, and you definitely can't owe yourself, the God in you, and the goddess in you something. You have to be absolutely crystalline, clear, and pure. And no one is like that at the moment, but we're all striving to be like that. And so we have to go deep within ourselves to find those tools, to rediscover the treasures that we've actually accumulated from one lifetime to lifetime. Doesn't matter what your name is today, but at some other point across the galaxy, you're known as someone else. You could lack funds over here, but across the galaxy, someplace else, you could be a multi-trillionaire. You could be a person who has disabilities over here. And across the galaxy somewhere, you're a super being. And we're spread out. All these aspects of ourselves are spread out. All of these experiences, I call them life streams. So we have to learn how to tap in to these life streams and cause these life streams to be better for ourselves. It's all about finding who you are and refining or maybe redefining who you are. You know, sometimes, and many of you are already aware of this, that people around you can either praise you or pull you down. And but when you look in the mirror at yourself, sometimes you praise yourself or pull yourself down. So often, people outside of you are only describing what they feel that's in your energy field and what you may have placed there that has built up for a long period of time. Or maybe other people that you've had to deal with have placed those, I'll call them like little bombs, in your space. So it's hard. It's difficult to try to sift through all of that. One of the things you do have to remember, though, is before all of those labels, whether cast upon by yourself, loved ones, neighbors, friends, associates, your divine nature is always true to you. Your divine nature is always true to you. So It doesn't matter what someone thinks of you. What really matters is you begin to go inside and uncover and recover and discover and find your divine self. It is your divine self that causes you to be in certain situations sometimes, in certain locations, and interacting with other personalities, other beings. It is your divine self that's out here playing around. It is your divine self that's out here being quote-unquote serious. It is your divine self that is engaged into itself, married to itself, and seeks nothing more than unconditional love, peace, harmony, grace, beauty, understanding, and compassion. We have to learn how to reel all of that back in, dust it all off, and clarify it for ourselves. So, without further ado, further talk, let me pick something here. And one of the things that I want to do before I close out this program later, I want to share something that I shared with one of my spiritual sisters who was very, very close to me. We arrived here in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area in 2010 to visit. And we're helping each other. She's always mentoring me health-wise, and I'm mentoring her spiritually. But she had been going through some experiences and energetically and didn't know why she was feeling so ill, so to speak. And if she's not physically sick, it's just the body was consumed in the fire of someone else's anger, someone else's neediness, someone else's abuse and fears, someone else's hidden agendas. And she wanted to start making a change in such a way that today, this morning, she feels absolutely better. In fact, when I walked her through this particular chapter in my book, I basically read the highlights the day before, which was Tuesday, when she really wasn't feeling well. And when, by the time I spoke to her yesterday morning, she was just burnt out. And rather than have her, read it for herself like a meditation, I decided, well, I'll read it because I'm much clearer than she is emotionally and mentally and physically at this time. Plus, I'm a little bit more focused than she is. So therefore, already understanding her spiritual, emotional, mental makeup, I knew how to plant the vibration of the words around her so that she can receive them wholeheartedly. And I told her that it took about 30 minutes, maybe a little longer. But by the time I was done, I told her, give it about 15, 20 minutes, and she should feel a surge of energy. So what she thought was maybe a cold or the body kicking out toxins is just something else that needed to be peeled off of her and out of her systems. And upon speaking to her last night, she felt much better. All the numbness, aches, and pains had lifted and were gone. She didn't have a headache. She had like really a horrendous migraine headache. She didn't have that anymore. The stiffness in her back was completely gone. And it's just based on the vibrations of words and the intentions behind the words. But it really stands on something stronger than that. After you accumulate a lot of knowledge, what really makes you wise? After you accumulate a lot of knowledge, doesn't matter whether you're an athlete or you're a car mechanic or you are electrical engineer, power broker, investor, real estate, government official, military expert, what really makes you what you are? It's not the knowledge. An elder, one of my listeners, and longtime friends that I've been a mentor of, she can attest to this. This gentleman, his name, he has passed on into the ethers, but he was known as the past Adam. And he always used to say, it's not how much you know, whether you're a student of law or constitutional law, or he used to tell me divine law, it's not how much you know, because you can know a lot of stuff. He would say, and this would be like pulling the rug out from underneath somebody, is how much you understand, and then how much you can actually execute. And when he says execute, he means put it into motion and nothing remains in your path. And if it does, it just has to boil down like soup in a pot. Because the energy with you, you know where it's coming from. And it's not just coming from what you know. It's coming from all of your past trials, tribulations, and successes where you finally realize what truly works for you. And when you find out what truly works for you, that's how you become very passionate and compassionate, because you understand, I got this. And not only do you just have that, what you have is the energy behind it. You are actually carrying energy in your body all the time. People who study yoga, people who study martial arts can tell you that. But it's, yeah, how much can you execute? Because the physical body, and not only how can you execute it, but how much can you really hold? When they say, you know, may a cup runneth over, you're the cup. You're the chalice. You're the holy grail. Can you hold that much energy? I'm not saying that you can't, but you have to prepare yourself to hold on to energy. And reality is, you have your energy. And you have to keep your energy protected and on guard. And you've got to link your energy into a divine source. You've got a divine umbilical cord. It's your DNA structure. It's your spine. It's all of your chakras, all of the nadis in your body, all the meridians. And you've got to find a way to plug that up into a bigger, more powerful, greatly infinite divine energy field. And then you got to maintain that. And it has its own seasons and cycles, when you get more or when you get less. And a moment when you don't get anything. But when you don't get anything, you can't get nervous and say, ah, what did I do wrong? I feel like I'm being punished. No. When the universe seems to shut down and comes to a standstill, which it really doesn't, it's just the energy fields changing into something else. There's no punishment. The universe is conserving itself. It conserves itself. Just like the earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis and all, some of these things are triggered by heart and other stuff, but underneath, all the way down underneath, this universe, this matrix configuration of all of these particles that are also organic, that's laying beneath the artificial intelligence stuff that's out here, that organic thing has to move. It has to breathe, just like we got to stretch. And we grow and our limbs grow a certain way. We got to find clothes to, you know, fit it. So he used to say, the past Adam used to say all the time, it doesn't matter how much you know. You can walk into a New York City library or university library and read every book on every subject matter in there 10, 20, 30 times. But can you put it into motion? Can you pick, like a quarterback, the proper play? Do you see the bigger picture all the time? And can you see yourself in the bigger picture? This is why we talk about the microcosm and the macrocosm. And it's no accident that you are thousands or times bigger than a gnat and an ant and a bee and a fly and all these insects. And then there's certain animals that are bigger than you. And then there's certain entities that are bigger than them. So it lets you know all of these things are squashed down into this little tiny dot called the Earth. And all of these laws, you got to figure out which one can you use or cluster can you use that makes sense to you, that will do what? Unlock everything. Give you back what you need. So I say all of this because I want to share with you this writ or right of renewal, because I feel that it's important. It's chapter 20 in my book. And then I actually give you a right or writ, as they call it, for renewal. What is a renewal? Well, it's like it says, it's rebirth, it's transforming, it's transcending, it's allowing you to do that, allowing you to kind of start all over. But the writ is really a ritual to heal and release karma from past lives to bring peace and harmony to this life. Now, we know we're living in a multi-dimensional universe. Everything is overlapping everything else. So you get a chance to heal and release old karma, old energy that didn't get balanced out. Again, old energy that's in your auric field that other people have impacted there, things that you have placed there. This also goes for etheric implants that you allowed to have placed there, and then implants that were just put in your system subliminally. And we can receive a lot of that, believe it or not, through the frequency of a phone, the internet, because now, no accident, you got smartphones, right? You got these smartphones and they act like computers. Had that for 20 years already. Then what, Apple comes out with the Apple Watch. I just heard from somebody recently where the guy bought an Apple Watch for his mom when they first came out, and she was complaining about her left forearm. And one day she woke up putting the Apple Watch on and felt this sharp pain travel right from her wrist up her elbow. And this happened just before she got in the car to drive. It was like a whole arm. She felt like a whole arm was on fire. They thought she was having something else. Finally, a doctor, medical person, figured it out, because he's into computers. And he says, you know, you can't wear an Apple Watch like you wear a regular watch. He said that thing should not be on you like that all the time. You are super sensitive to the radio frequencies that it picks up. That Apple Watch, just like your Android, your iPad, your other smartphones, like these iPhones, they're constantly picking up what signals that are being bounced off of a satellite revolving around the planet. Not just the ones here in the USA, but the other radio towers around the world. All that energy, and it went into that woman's arm. After she took the Apple Watch off, and they had to do some other things without surgery, about 6 months later, she got the feeling back in her arm. So we got to watch what we put on us and what we put into us. We have to watch. If you're going to watch a horror movie, just be aware it's a movie, but it's got a program running underneath that movie. From the way the people dress, to the actions you see them do, to the words that they say, to the music that goes on. All of those things are giving off information, giving off energy. And so you have to be able to watch it and realize it's just a movie and I cannot be affected by it. In fact, I can't and I won't. Just like the same thing with comedy. It doesn't matter if it's the sweetest joke in the world to the raunchiest joke in the world. It's still something that if you're not careful, it can get embedded in your system. And then you're walking around with that energy. And before you know it, you're repeating it. Same with food. Same with clothes. Same with cars, trucks, bikes, you name it. Everything has an energy connected all of its own. And it's programmed all the time. We were super sensitive in the way that we should be. When you go to a store to shop, you would be able to be so hyped with your own energy field that you would be led to a product in the store that was not touched by anybody else for months since it was placed out there. You would be able to walk into a store and clear the energy. Clear the energy just to the point either there's very excited, positive people walking up and down the aisles or there's nobody. Even though you can see them all on the other side and you got the rest of the store to yourself. That's just like saying you're going someplace, you're driving, and you speak out, I need a parking angel. I need to have a parking space so I don't have to walk so far to the venue. And it's got to be in a safe area. But if you know in yourself that it's going to be there, you don't have to think about it, you can be stuck in traffic for an hour. When you get there, you arrived at the right time where you didn't have to park in the dark part of the parking lot or the isolated part. Or you pulled up and somebody came out and said, hey, you're getting ready to go park in the municipal parking? They made some changes. All the guests don't have to park there. You just go right next door. We got somebody that watches the car. You park there, and you don't have to walk back out to the front. There's a side entrance. You walk through the side entrance, and you're in. You, us, we can control through the power of our mind. We can create what we need. So we want to be able to do that. Now, if anybody's in the chat room, I'm not in the chat room because my computer does not allow me to do chat rooms for some reason, whether it's my own Wednesday show for 30 minutes or this show. It just runs a little too slow. So if you're in the chat room, enjoy the conversation, interact with each other, have fun, enlighten each other. Even if you got to trade phone numbers or something about a special website that's connected to these teachings, go ahead and enjoy yourselves. So what I'm going to do is I'm really going to pinpoint the bold parts of this. But, you know, we go through life and we have a lot of rough and jagged edges, and it takes a while. You might know of people, you might read about them in the news that seem to have it all together. But some of the best people, some of the strongest people, some of the most positive people, they had a crappy life. They had some crazy stuff that happened to them. Some crazy things that they applied and placed on themselves. But along the way, those crappy experiences started sliding away. They started figuring out that there must be a better way. They must think better. They must start to draw into their lives positive people. Or they have to go out and find those positive people and positive experiences and put them in place. So here's also what a writ is. Because you want to be able to, I don't want to use the word escape, but maybe I should, you know, our life can be loaded with victimization, abuse, and anger. So, yeah, that's like you want to escape it, but you have to understand to some point how it got there. This doesn't mean you caused it to happen, but you chose, your soul put you in this position because it needed to learn something. And then your soul remembered that it didn't have to stay in it. It didn't have to practice victimization, abuse, anger, or the bully. So a writ is such a way, and it has a power within it. It gives you or us the power to regain our sense of individual authority and birthright. We do ceremonies every day. We do a ritual every day. Look at your routine. It's a ritual every day. If you're working for someone else, you have a ritual that you do, and then they have a ritual called your what? Job characteristics. That's the ritual that they put in place for the job that you have. But when you get really good at it, you start having some perks where you start calling the shots, where you're involved in the conference calls. That means you're in position now to call some shots and make sure whatever you're doing fits you. Okay, so one of the things you want to realize is you get what? Self-empowerment from it. Through a writ, we can be initiated and elevated to newer levels of spirituality and give ourselves the power to manifest good intentions in our lives. And as a ceremony, see, it's really a ceremony that allows you to honor what spiritual qualities, gifts, and attributes you were born with in the first place. That's why it gives you a sense of individual authority and birthright. Did you know that you can rededicate yourself and transfer accumulated energy into a designated location or issue? That means you could take a writ, such as this one, play with it, have the experience, see what it's like, and then transfer that energy. Take the energy with you. It doesn't sit like where you are in meditation. You get to take all that energy that you accumulated and stored inside your body and stored within your auric field and the memories of it, get up and go to another location and unfold it. You do the same when you travel. You go on vacation, don't you pack a bag or bags of everything that you feel that you'll need for the occasion? And what do? You get to your destination and you unpack it. The same thing happens energetically. You accumulate all of this energy for a specific reason or cause or destination. And when the right moment presents itself, you start to unload it. You start to release it. But just not in any old manner. You release it with a direct intent behind it. That's why this show is called Decree and It Shall Be. Because when you decree a thing, you don't have any reservation about what you're about to do. You got the knowledge. You know how to execute it. And you know that when you release that thought, that's coupled with a feeling, coupled with the energy behind it and the words, your words are like arrows and they will hit the target every time. Even when you don't know where it's going, it's got its own form of intelligence, energy, divine energy, and it's going to find the target and it's going to hit the target. That's what your decree does. That's why this show is called Decree and It Shall Be. Because once you know what you know what you know, and you've exercised it, you don't even rehearse it anymore. You just do it. It's natural to you. And you know that the minute the presence is there, the feeling is there, you already know it's going to touch where it needs to touch. So renewal is like a springtime. It's feeling rebirth, starting again. we can take new steps and enliven our lives with colorful and playful tools that become like turnkeys waiting to be used to unlock the doors to what? Liberation. So this is powerful. Here's the emboldened part. A writ of renewal will assist you in regaining the balance and self-empowerment. That's what we all seek. When you're going through difficulties, you want to be rebalanced. Rebalanced within you. And then you want to feel what? Empowered. And if you feel empowered, then you will feel what? More improvement going on in your life. I always like to look at the play on words. M-I-N, prove, ment. Ment is the suffix that's connected to mental. What's being mental is I am. If you wrote it as I apostrophe M, it would be truncated, and it represents I am. What is I am doing? It's proving something. It's proving that it exists. So when you have self-improvement, you're actually saying, I do exist. When you have self-empowerment, you understand that the power of the mind rests on the inside of you, with you. So now, I'm going to set you up for this meditation. So you're going to get a chance to experience this live. And there is a certain way that I'm going to read it straight from you. This particular writ of renewal does something very special for you. What you're going to have an opportunity to do today, if you're not aware that you are already there, this writ of renewal is going to allow you to get rededicated, recommitted to the God and Goddess energy in you called the higher self, also called the Holy Spirit, also called the soul. It's going to reconnect you to that. Now, I advise you to replay this show over and over again, because I'm going to read it exactly as I have it in the book, so that you can be walked through it over and over and over. You only need to do this writ of renewal if it's your first time being exposed to creative pathwork meditations that I do and channeled information. You only need to do it about once a week. That way, when you do it just once a week, you are allowing yourself to step into the power itself. So it allows you to feel whatever you need to feel, but it's going to bring out that divine energy for you. It's going to make it possible that you have this reconnection with your higher self. And I can tell you, we all need to have this higher self communication going on right now. Why? So it can lead you out of the 3D matrix that you see going on, where the egos are all over the place, where it can recapture your ego and, like I say, dust off the dust and the dirt and the cobwebs, fix your ego, make it a healthy ego, and put it in your hip pocket, put it back in alignment with your divine self, your divine ego. I call it G-O. G-E-O. So this is going to help you do that. No matter where you're at, I want you to, especially if you're home, let yourself relax a little bit. Maybe you're seated in your car, relax, or in a park. Just relax. Let the feet be shoulder width apart. Sit up so that you're somewhat straight, so that the spine is natural. Because the spine has a natural curve. We don't need to flatten it out. Relax. Start to inhale through the nose and release the breath through your mouth. You want to do that 3 or 4 times. While you're doing that, I want you to be aware that you need to place the tip of your tongue or the end piece of your tongue at the top to the roof of your mouth behind your two front teeth. That perfect location is when you create the sound la, la 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 la, or T for Tom or Teddy or Thora. You say Thor, it goes past it and it goes between the upper jaw and the lower jaw, between your teeth, but you don't want to do that. You want to say T D. T D. Where you place it, that's where you need to hold it. When you make those sounds, you don't need to clench the upper jaw to the bottom jaw. Just relax. When you find that point and you feel the rhythm of your breath taking you where you need to go, you can slow down the rhythm of your breath just a little bit. In the beginning, when you're breathing, you might experience shallow breathing, which is always raising your chest. And if you have a hard time breaking that habit, then you want to sit in such a way where you raise up the carriage of your body, which is like your rib cage a little bit. So you may have to almost sit forward. So you find yourself sitting forward more. That means you need a pillow behind your back, especially in the lower part of your back and the upper middle part of your back. I don't want you to think about anything at this moment other than that I'm going to help you reconnect to your higher self. Now, what you need to do, or what I need to tell you, is that I'm going to help you create a clear mental intention and a visualization which creates a feeling for you so that your shields, which are the different layers of your auric field, can be enhanced. The words of these colors or flames of light is what you need to feel and already know that they're present 360 degrees around you. The first one is white. But it doesn't have to be a bright white. It can be a soft white color. The kind of white that you could see like curtains, sheer material, almost like silk, that kind of white. Softer. Like a white canvas. And you're now going to place some paint onto that canvas. But know that the canvas is pliable all the way around your body. And it's within arm's length all the way around your body. Your body is, you know, egg-shaped, and then it takes on a round shape. And it'll take on other geometrical shapes. That's within your auric field. The particles of light, they're overflowing with divine intelligence. I want you to envision in that field of white light, golden flecks of light floating through and around you, landing on your body, even coming up through the pores of your skin, a golden light. But it's like flecks, little miniature flames, and they'll grow in whatever size they need to be. Gold is like telling your higher self to behave. not only that, but like your ego part wants to, you know, wallow in itself, wants to go against you. It's really a part of you that doesn't want to do anything. Old karmic tapes. So the ego wants to frolic and cause you not to follow through, so you focus on a golden light, because the ego always gets a yellow light harnessed within the solar plexus. And so you place a gold light pushing through there. The gold and the white lights are coming right from your DNA structure, from your divine blueprints. And next is a violet flame. The violet flame has been recorded and known organically as transformation and transmutation. But it mutates, meaning it changes. It has to change whatever's going on in your system. So we allow the violet flame to transmute, to go across the board and make changes. As it's doing that, it will also begin to transform anything that's there. And eventually, it transcends it. It brings it to a higher awareness for yourself. Not just ascend, but transcend. It makes you really free. Now, while you're at this moment, I want to let you know that the shield acts as a greater filter. And this is the white, gold, and the violet. This is what it's going to do. It acts as a greater filter that sifts out negative and unwarranted thoughts that accumulate repeatedly as impressions onto the auric field. The energetic shield blocks, repels, and dissolves negative frequencies. So that's what it's doing right now without you even thinking about it. The DNA structure, which is your divine, I call it your divine nature, that's always in action and being activated all the time by you, by the soul, the God and Goddess energy of you, constantly triggering it, unlocking it. It starts to squeeze out negativity. It can squeeze it out so you don't experience physical stuff like rashes and itchiness and antsiness and worries and feeling depressed or feeling anger. You just pull it right out of your system so that you don't experience it. As it's doing this, I'm going to speed this up now. We're setting the stage for you to have an effective life. So at this time, many of you have ancestors, those who are in the light, other souls. Might have been a father that you connected with, a mother, a grandfather, a grandmother, an educational person, good friend of the family, or just someone. I want you to ask the soul essence of them to witness this with you, to be present with you. We're asking them to be etheric witnesses, because now we're going to create what is called the palatial mind and heart of God in you, or Goddess in you. So if you have the book on page 156, now this is what you're going to do. In your mind's eye, you're in this huge location. And in this huge location, it feels like a sacred chamber to you. It only has two doors. Now, if you want, on either side of your light, of your right and your left, can be, you know, walls with huge windows, if you like, with symbols or things or flowers or statues or things that are conducive to you, that make you feel more joyful and more empowered. Or just make it a simple hallway. You're in behind a door. This door represents the West Gate. West Gate. And this West Gate that you are in, that you're in, it represents the past. This West Gate is all the trials and tribulations that you have gone through. It's your old self. That's what's there in the West Gate. It's old things that didn't work out, or some things where you had a lot of difficulty. In the East Gate, behind a door, now, this should be a personality. It can be someone that you admire. But I suggest that you call what's beyond the East Gate your higher self. Call it your higher self, the other part of you that has gone through everything and is totally liberated, okay? And in the center, there's a circle. And this circle has roses that are waiting for your arrival. So through this meeting, you are empowered to move toward a state of liberation for your mind and be ready to accept new beginnings that will serve you and all of creation quite well. This will permit you to receive your new beginnings with open arms. Now the meeting is held at the center within a great circle. We use an image, but in reality, it's inside of you. This is taking place inside of you. The center is your heart chakra. A bed of roses symbolizes a spiritual unfolding that awaits your arrival. Upon them is the book of life known as Akashic Records. The important thing here is to see yourself making the first step through the West Gate, and the representative figure does the same by entering through the East Gate. So I know this is a shortened way, a method, but you have to replay this show so that you can get this. You're walking through, you open the door, you're in the West Gate. You're leaving the West Gate, going down this corridor, and at the same time you open up the door for the West Gate, the representative for your higher self has opened the East Gate door and is walking. You're both 180 degrees opposite. And I want to say this is your higher self. This is the one, this is your soul. This is the one that you've been praying to all these many years, the God within to come out and give you whatever you ask, whatever you desire. So it does the same. And as you both arrive at the center, you must do the very first thing. You know, what do you do when you meet an old friend? You shake their hand, or better yet, you just start hugging that friend. I want you to hug the higher self. I want you to hug the soul inside of yourself. I want you to embrace it in an endearing manner, but in a respectful manner. And while you're doing this, have no judgment. That's going to be important, because you might ask for the highest of the highest. You might ask for the one that lives in the sun, the great central sun. And when it steps through, you're going to say, wow, what the heck is that? It's not as handsome or as pretty as I thought, but ooh, it feels cool. It feels enlightening. It feels exciting. So your divine self, what happens every time you do this writ of renewal, that part of your higher self is going to reveal more and more and more of itself to you. So sometimes it may reflect back to you all the labels that you placed on it. It will reflect back to you all the labels you have placed on it. So begin to peel away those labels. That's why you need to do this writ of renewal at least once a week. So that by the time you get down to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth time, or even more, it has more energy and more light. And you'll recognize that it's your higher self. You'll look into the energy field that represents its eyes. And you'll say, wow, that's what I really look like. Because you're going to see your true self in your higher self. So as they say, you make this embrace endearing and a respectful manner, and the important thing is not to be judgmental. There's no need to feel that you must control someone else's life. Well, the only life you need to control is your own. Keep in mind that free will exists here as well. So the energy of free will is all up and down the ladder of divinity. Some people say, well, there's a matter of oneness in the sixth dimensional. You know, we feel this collective oneness, and then we go to the seventh dimensional, and I feel my individuality in there a little bit, you know. But it's not like I'm the ego individual on Earth. I'm just someone, some energy field totally different. Then I go back into another form of collective vibration at the eighth level, and then I feel something else. Well, this particular journey in this book is going to knock out all the other things you don't need to hear or feel, and it's going to bring you in absolute touch with your divine nature. So as you do this, I'm kind of walking you through this so that when you replay it, the most important thing is you're coming from the West Gate, you're coming from your past, you're coming from your old lessons learned, your old karmic debts paid up, and you're getting ready to embrace what? Not just your future self. The center represents now in your heart center. But you're embracing your higher self, your soul. In other words, when you embrace this, it means you accept in a respectful manner this part of yourself. You have, in essence, got on the road to ascending into your higher self. And your higher self is descending down in you. And what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing yourself in a completely new way, different than you've ever seen before. So take your time allowing yourself to work through this brief scenario. So what you will do when you replay this, listen to it, and then you come back and you set it up for yourself, you can paint the picture in a very detailed format. You can say, I'm coming out of the beautiful, ornate West Gate. And as I open the door, I see my higher self come through this beautiful, ornate vibration archway. And the higher self, which is me, is just radiating this intense light. And so am I. We're like kind of pulling on each other, but we're pulling the best of the best out of each other. And we move toward the center. I mean, we approach the heart of each other. And it becomes one. This whole scenario that my higher self and I are tending to is the palaciousness of the divine's heart and mind. We are meeting there as one. That's what you're doing. You're meeting there as one. So when you take your time and you build out this scenario and you become more detailed with the scenario, it will allow you to tap into the higher levels of awareness. This is an awareness. When you meet somebody, you are aware you're meeting an old-time friend. Even on a blind date, you're going, I'm aware I'm meeting at this particular restaurant, and I'm aware this is somebody new to me. It's an awareness that you develop. You have it, but you have to develop it. Next, you are honoring all information heard and said into this relationship about the roles that you played in the current life stream. That's very important. Some of you are mothers. Some of you are single parent mothers. Fathers, single parent fathers. Some of you are fortunate to be in a relationship and constantly work in the energy of the relationship. Some of you are single, not married. But you're still, if you're single or not married, then what you do is you marry yourself. You find the higher self and you marry it. You wed it in. You interlace it. You get to understand it. Then it helps you get to understand where your happiness is, where your joy is. So you become more thankful. This whole Ritter Renewal is about also underlining theme of thankfulness, forgiveness, gratitude. It's all there. Compassion, understanding, grace itself to make things easier. At each moment within this special journey, your level of humility will increase your level of humanity. That means within you, you could see your own soul. And you can look through the eyes of your soul and you can recognize another soul in this human form. Humanity means the condition that it's in. ITY means condition, state. What's the condition or state of the awareness? Is it emergency or is it at peace? And when you are done with this journey, thank all of whom you ask to participate and share in this process with you. Then you just need to record it. So now I'm going to take you through it. That's the gist of it. You're still breathing deeply. I'm going to take you through this. Kind of an acceleration. We got 20 minutes to go. But you already basically have it. I can look through the ethers. I can feel that you're already there. You're in the West Gate. You see everything that's going on there in the West part of your body, your mind. The West usually deals with creative power and energy, psychic energy, but also deals with stuff from the past. You just want to let go of the past. You want to let go of things that no longer serve us. See, karma, we always say good karma, bad karma, but karma is just energy where you're working stuff out. As you accelerate in your divinity, in your consciousness, you can look back and see the negative, so-called negative thing needed to happen in order to kick you out. It needed to do that. The energy was there so it could move you on dramatically, since you didn't move on in an easygoing way. So you're giving thanks to all of that energy. You're appreciative of the experience because it's taking you back into the consciousness of your soul. Now you open the door in the West Gate, opening your heart. That's in essence what you're doing. And you can see through your heart on the east side, new beginnings, new mind, new life, the energy that represents your higher self. Now, if you're unable to do that, see it as your angelic self or an angel presence is there. But it's better when you see, oh, this is my higher self. This is where I want to be. And you both measure your steps, walking down the corridor, coming toward the bed of roses of all colors, just spread out, roses, roses. Nothing but roses, like leaves, like a pile of leaves, rose petals. And in the middle is the Akashic Records. And you're going to go over the Akashic Records. You're going to see the past life. You might see a distant past. You might see several distant past lives. You're going to see several distant future lives. But the most important thing, you're going to look at the now energy. Because in the now energy, there are some compartments connected to the past, and some compartments connected to the future, and you're going to like break open the shell and look. You're going to see pure divinity, pure grace, staring right back at you. You're going to see pure joy flowing out of that book of Akasha toward you. Akasha is the essence of the divine mind, of the divine greater I Am presence. You're going to feel that energy oozing up through the pages, the leaves, because you're touching it, you're looking at it. And it has a pulsation all unto itself, just like the heart. You know how the heart goes doo 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 doo. The heart has that, like a drum. Kasha has its rhythm. You can see the rhythm of it. You can feel the rhythm of it. You can smell the essence. You can touch the essence. And as you look into the book of Akasha, or Kasha, you look up and you're now looking into the eyes of your higher self, and your higher self is looking into your eyes. And you begin to see deeply what's inside your own higher self, and the higher self of you looks back and sees what's so deeply that you got to release, you got to let go. When you're in this state of consciousness and awareness, that sometimes you feel an automatic positive response to a question. You may not even heard the question, but you know the question is something that's bringing you peace, love, and harmony, unconditional love and compassion, and all you have to say is yes. You agree to it, yes. You feel whole, yes. And it just, your higher self starts speaking to you. See, it's your higher self is like your knight in shining armor. Your higher self is your dragon. Your higher self is your archangel, you know, a special angelic force. Your higher self sits on a throne somewhere. Your higher self drives a car somewhere. Your higher self rides a scooter or a moped, a roller skate. Your higher self is you. It's done. It's been all the way around the world and all over the galaxy when you are asleep. It's you. It's you that hears a thought through the distant realms of one constellation to the next. Hears your cry. It's you that's on the other side going, what is that? Looking back and can identify itself and attends to it. It's you that knows already what to do. It's you that knows the outcome of a situation that you're in. It's you that knows that you got more than one way of handling your business. It's you that knows that you can get up and dance every day. See, when I start talking this way with a rhythm, I want you to have a rhythm. I want you to find your rhythm. Find your rhythm in the writ of renewal. We all have a rhythm that we dance to. No two people dance to the same rhythm. No two people dance the same way. You may look like you're making certain body movements on a dance floor and your lips tweaking and you're singing the words, but you're doing it different, slightly different than the person right next to you or the person across from you. You have your own rhythm. That's what's so unique about the soul, connected to the divine source. The divine source has a multiple of infinite rhythmic beats. Rhythmic owns. And your soul is one of them that contains trillions upon trillions upon trillions of more rhythms of light. That's how vast we are. So remember, this is really about embracing, meeting up and embracing, starting out fresh, starting renewed with your higher self first. We say love ourselves. Why? Because you need to love the higher self. Higher self has been waiting to come out. So the higher self enjoys playing in the universe. The higher self loves a challenge in the universe, but it's efficient in the universe. It gets it done faster. So you have to fast forward with your mind. When you're in the midst of a battle or before a battle starts, you transform. You go way ahead. And you can say, okay, I just won this, but there were a lot of casualties. I don't need all those casualties. I see some mistakes or mistaken action or mistaking a thought. Misinterpreting the thought is a mistake, not mistake. A mistake. As in M-I-S-S, you missed something, and then you took something, and it took you in a completely different direction. So to get rid of the mistaking, you must come back to yourself and find out what the higher soul wants you to do. Because sometimes it may tell you, I don't want you to do anything right now. I just want you to wait. But you, in your ego presence, is saying, well, this thing, this opposition, it's encroaching me, and I have no room to respond. And your higher self goes, wait. If you notice, it's running out of gas. If you notice, opposition has confusion. If you notice, they ain't even got the clothes on right. If you notice, it's somebody that doesn't know anything from anything, but they're riding this big vehicle called inducing fear. Your higher self can peep up over that and see that and looks back to you and says, come on, nothing to fear, nothing here, nothing here to see. And then you begin to do what? You begin to speak the word with energetic tones, with pleasurable sounds, if necessary, with roaring sounds, if necessary, with a sound that you can't even hear, if necessary. The writ of renewal is designed to what? Place you back in touch. Open your heart chakra up. Look inside and notice there's a sleeping giant, your higher soul, waiting to be your forerunner, your trailblazer, your pioneer, waiting to nurse you through something, waiting to counsel you through something, waiting to heal you into something else far greater than you ever expected. The reason why they're using the symbol of the red rose is what? To unfold you into a new path. To let you know that you're all right. You're just now going to take what you know and put it into action, which means you're going to live it every day. You don't wait for the test to come. You got to exercise the test and the answers ahead of time so you can get comfortable. You have to know yourself so well that if something new was placed in front of you right away, before it was placed in front of you, you know if it was good for you to partake of it or not. You must be satiated with your own divine personality. You must be full. You must be drunk on your own divine wine. So drunk that you're not drunk anymore. You can do this. Whatever you're seeking to do, you must tell yourself a very important word. And I've used this word or phrase. I remember. You keep chanting, I remember. I can guarantee you, you'll start remembering everything that's pertinent to the thing that you need to do. Because you'll say to yourself after a while, I remember doing this eons ago, literally, in another dimension, another time zone, another life stream, I remember. So I want you to know that you remember. You already know that you're your highest self. You already know that you're perfectly conscious. You already know that you came from the great central sun down here to figure some things out, to tighten up some old past karmic debts and get out of here and go back home. But guess what? You don't have to wait to go back home. You can say, home, here. You know what Gene Roddenberry was doing, right? He set up the Star Trek and they go in that computer room. What were they saying? Computer, give me such and such and such. Computer. That was saying you can speak your new existence into existence. People say, are we in the fourth dimension? Somebody said it's fourth density. Why? Because the fourth is your heart chakra. But do you know many people already born with an open heart chakra? Even though they had difficulties in life, the heart chakra never closed down. Did you know that? I know as a child, I used to cry all the time. My friends said, man, you're just a cryberry baby. I said, I can't help it. I don't want to do what you're doing. I can't do that. I don't want to gang up on that kid over there. I don't want to be disrespectful to that little girl over there. I can't. Well, if you don't do it, you're not our friend. I say, hey, thank you. Because I don't have to carry that burden. And then months later, they're being disciplined by their parents, being disciplined at school. And now they're carting off to some place where they got to live in an all-boys home. Glad I didn't listen. Glad I listened to the divine, to the soul inside speaking. Your soul talks to you all the time. But when it talks to you, everything that it's telling you works. It's not your ego. It's your geo. It's the one that can measure things correctly to you. It can show you exactly what you need to do. So you don't get rid of the ego. You don't even tell it really to go somewhere. You tell it to stick around and watch its counter opposite, which is the geo. You're letting your ego, like an old friend, know that it's looking at its divine self. And when it realizes that, it just goes back inside you with you, waiting to receive divinity. Well, that is the message today. But if you have this book, and if you don't have the book, it's Dancing in the Light of Divine Grace. You need to email me at iam.circlegrace1@yahoo.com or iam.circlegrace1@gmail.com. I'll send you out a PDF flyer. It shows you the two ways in which you could purchase the book. If you want to send me a check or a money order and U.S. funds, it shows you how to make it out to me and the address to send it to. Or if you go on PayPal, it tells you what to do there as well. Monday night, The Power of I Am, my first of seven teleseminars, costs $33. If you want to participate, I'm going to be away. I won't be back until Sunday, so I'll keep taking payments, okay? You have to email me. I'll take it right up till maybe 4 or 5 o'clock my time, which is 7 o'clock Eastern or 6 Central on Monday night. It's called The Power of I Am, as in I Am. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to explain it to you, and I'll open up the line. It costs $33 to participate. In November, on Monday the 13th, is a completely different topic. So throughout those seven teleseminars, there'll be gems that'll be connected to the one-day seminar coming up out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on Saturday, which is the day before Mother's Day, Saturday, May the 12th, 2018, called Mentoring Masters, Entering Mastery. So you could be a Reiki master and attend. You could be a Reiki master teacher. You could be a Hatha Yoga practitioner or master teacher. You could be a Qigong master. But I'm going to help you enter in mastery for you. Not what your peers say is mastery, but what you say, what you know as mastery for you. You want to find out about it. I already have the location. You want to find out more about it? Kick of the year, start of the year, and start putting out more information about it. It's going to be very unique. I will tell you one thing. In the second part of the day, you're going to need some sneakers. So don't come all dressed up in your finery to the class. Wear a sweatsuit, okay? Or some casual clothes. It won't be done in a hotel. It's going to be done in a very small venue. So let's say right now I have limited to about 30 people, maybe squeeze 10 in there, 10 more, make it 40. But I know there's people from the East Coast who want to come, so I have to save at least 10, 5 to 10 seats for that crew when they come. Anyway, if you need to be in touch with me, you could leave me a message on my Skype number, which is 505-349-4722. That's 505-349-4722. I just acquired a second number connected to my mobile, so I don't like to give out my personal mobile number, so you can use this mobile number. I just got it the other day. You can leave a message, and I'll often call you back from it. And that number is 505-800-4624. 505-800-4624. And that's a second mobile number that you could leave a message on if you can't get through on the Skype number. And I can definitely give you more information as to all of the things that are coming up. This is a golden opportunity to receive this wisdom. 2018, I'll probably put out another book. That one I'll be working on called decree, and it shall be loaded with affirmations, affirmative prayers, and decrees. All right, everybody, I got about another 2 minutes. Excuse me for this slow computer. It doesn't let me get into the chat room. I can get into the chat room early in the day, and then I don't get to see it at showtime. So there's a lot of energy going on. Thank you if you are in the chat room. Thank you for following. Thank you for engaging and teaching each other and showing each other and loving each other. You know, Spirit, my mother Grace is here, and she suggested that you do one thing. Since we're coming, this is Thursday, then you got Friday, and then it'll be the weekend. She says, prepare yourself to tithe into something, to someone. Now, it could be spiritual, metaphysical church you go to where you like to pay a tithe. But there might be someone on the street who doesn't have any food. And you could be going into a store and you're sitting outside. Buy that person a sandwich, something to drink. Give them some money. Tithe them. Why? Because eons ago, you were in that position. So by tithing that, you bless the time when you were having that difficult time in another lifetime. You bless it. Tithe them. Maybe you're good at volunteering. Volunteering to take the children out to some place to give someone's mother some time for herself. Or you know a mother that needs some time. Or you know a guy that needs some downtime. Call him up and say, hey, I'm going to give you some downtime today. Come and hang out with me. And it's on me. Let's go out, chill out, watch movies at home. Or I'll come and cook you dinner. Or I'll order dinner to be served. Tithe. We need it more so than any time ever before. With all the craziness in the third dimension, that's pushing more out of the fears and the doubts and things that we've carried. Fourth density is just being more compassionate. But guess what? You're learning how to blend today with your higher self. When you blend with your higher self, that takes you into fifth dimensional and higher. And the fifth dimensional realm of consciousness is your throat chakra. Many, many, many years ago, 30 years ago, you used to hear this phrase, you better watch what you ask for because you just might get it. That time is here right now. You can ask for something, you got to be very clear about it because you will get it. It will materialize in your life. In fact, it's happening all the time. They say by default it's happening. But we don't want anything to default or just fall upon you. We want you to know that you have the power to create it, all the doors, all the avenues, all the people, and make it happen. All right, my dear Thor community. As Brother Sharif says, Thorkin, I wasn't able to bring anybody in for the show today, so we play the show. If you want to listen to me live on Monday at the teleseminar, call me. 505-349-4722. Those of you that already got my Yahoo verified email account, which is iam.circleofgrace1@yahoo.com, you can simply go there and pay $33. I'll see it pop up on my phone this weekend while I'm out of town. In fact, I'll be out of town in another hour. So thank you for coming here every week. I'll be back next Thursday. We'll be going at it for 2 to 3 hours, and we'll more than likely do this again, okay, so that you could experience this all over again, the writ of renewal. Thank you so much. As Mother Grace and Grandma Charlotte say, my grace is your grace. When Akhenaten and the Angel of Grace join us, we say our grace is your grace. I'll be back here next week. I'll be back Wednesday on the Age of Remembrance on that channel for 30 minutes. And I'll be here, but when I'm on Wednesdays, it's 4 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central when I'm here. Every Thursday, it's 11 a.m. Eastern. It is 10 a.m. Central. And then we have the my time, 9 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 Pacific, right here for Decree and It Shall Be every Thursday. Until next time, remember that divine grace is a blessing. As we are alive and well in the age of remembrance, here's some meditation music for you. Thank you. Be well. And be you. Today's show is a very short program. It only ran about 90 minutes, but you can come back and replay the show. It'll be up in the archives in about 30 to 40 minutes. This is for caller from the area code 817. Okay, I'll be back next week with a longer show, at least 2 hours, almost 3 hours next Thursday. Thank you for calling in. Have a great weekend. See you next Thursday, 9 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Eastern.